Hello, gorgeous souls. So I am going to be going live today sharing about magnetic desires and the empowerment formula. Actually recording a live episode as well for the Diamonds and Pearls podcast. So this would also be aired there as well. So really excited to dive into this topic. I wanted to share with you this empowerment formula and what it means to really be magnetic towards your desires. I've been talking a lot about the subconscious mind, programming the subconscious mind, and how it really in fact affects our eternal reality, right? So it affects how our perception of how we see the world around us, our internal filters are about 95% of how we view the world. It is our belief system. It is our views. It is our programming. And a lot of times our programming starts at such a young age, from the ages of 0 to 7. And we create these belief systems. We learn how to talk. We learn how to walk, right? All these beautiful things that we need to know how to do as humans, right? But as we get older, we start to, have different views and perspectives of how we want to live our life, how we want to show up. And we start to create our own rules regarding our way of showing up, our reality, how we want to feel, how we want to be, right? We have a lot of deep subconscious programming that doesn't always align with who we are in our current time, in our current season. And so I want to share with you just some things in my own journey that's really helped me to be magnetic towards the things that I do want in my life, right? So, with me sharing with you about how we create our reality, right, with our belief system, our subconscious beliefs, right? Those are the things that we attract more of, right? So, when we're experiencing things that we don't want in our life, right, and we are constantly focusing on the things that are not working in our life, that is what we're going to attract more of, right? So when things are hard, when things are feeling frustrating, and you're not understanding why you're experiencing this circle of the same thing over and over again, right? Often this is because we're attracting that, right? Our energy is attracting more of what we don't want, right? The subconscious mind will focus on what we put our hearts on, what our mind is on. So if we're thinking about the law of attraction, right? It's energy that we're putting out there, right? So the more that we focus on what we do want, right, versus what we don't want, we're able to magnetize and the subconscious mind will start working for you and attracting more of things that you do want in your life, right? So it's a really important perception to have and perspective when things are not going the way that we want them to go, right? So we can shift that. We can shift that energy. We can rewrite our story, create our programming. Like, what are the beliefs that we want to have versus the stories that we've been living on autopilot for so long, right? We get to take our power back, right? We get to rewrite our stories. We get to be self-aware, right? Because what happens as often is that we go through life and we are just an autopilot, right? We start to go through our days. We have routines and habits and things that come up for us. And, and we do this subconsciously. Like, we just start doing these things because that's what we're used to, right? That's how we have been living our life, right? So we get very comfortable. We get in our comfort zone. And it's very common, right? We're all human. We get there and we create these routines. So when we want to shift out of those habits and out of the subconscious beliefs and programming, it takes self-awareness. It takes moments of asking ourselves, what is it that we do want, right? Versus not what we don't want, right? Because that's, again, back to what I was saying, is we attract more of what we don't want when we keep putting that out into the universe, into the world, right? So shifting that perspective into what do I want? It's moving towards, right, those things, and versus like staying in that same space that we are, right? So it's important to get clear on what it is that you do want, right? So when you think about it too, we can also bring in the law of polarity here. There's always good and there's bad, right? So there's both. We have the good and the bad. Doesn't mean that one thing is better than the other. When we talk about emotions, right, we've got happy emotions, we've got sadness, we've got different emotions that come up as humans, right? It doesn't mean that sadness is a bad thing, right? It's part of our emotions. It's just a different vibration, a different energy, and it's here to teach us something different, right? So thinking about that law of polarity, right? So we get to shift our perspective here on what it is that we're calling in, right? So the things that we don't want, what would be the opposite of that? The things we do want, right? So that is the law of polarity, right? So we could say, thank you, universe. Thank you for showing me the things that I don't want in my life, right? So what do we want? What are the things that we are calling in? Is this making sense? Drop me hearts. Let me know if this is resonating. And so yes, balance, absolutely. So we want to come back into that union, right, of what we want, right? And then the empowerment formula is being at cause versus effect, okay? So this is a little bit of tough love here. This is life-changing for me, you guys, because for so long, I always felt like I was just, everything was going bad in my life. I felt like nothing was ever working. I always felt like the world was just against me. You know, people didn't like me, or I'd have all these different stories like, you know, things at work were never going to be good for me. I'll never get the job that I want. I always had some kind of story that would come up, right? And I would make all these excuses and I would look at other people and I would say, they have all the things that I want, but I can't have that, right? So when we're thinking about the empowerment formula, how can we be at cause, right? So this shifts our perspective in saying, okay, so what are the thoughts coming up for me in this current situation in my work life, right? Let's just say, let's talk about work. What are the current situations happening here, right? Is this the truth that I can't get promoted or that I can't be happy in my job or career? Is that the ultimate truth, right? That might be a story that I may be telling myself in the subconscious mind. It might be something that I'm used to, right? But to be a magnetic woman, right, that is clear and on her desires and the things that she wants, she doesn't have to walk in those old ways anymore, right? She can choose a different story, a different programming, right? And we could rewrite those stories so that you really are magnetic for what you want, right, versus what you don't want in your life. So we can take inventory of what's going on in our life, being honest with ourselves, right? Maybe you're wanting a promotion. Maybe you're wanting something in your job. So what can we do to improve, right? So maybe working on yourself, going to school, taking classes, taking courses, right? Getting up in the morning so that you can work on your energy. How are you showing up at work, right? So that's being at cause versus at effect, right? You know, instead of looking at all the external things, being in control of your energy, how you're showing up, your perspective, right? Because what happens is when we start doing that, we become magnetic to our desires. You might get an opportunity, something might open up, or you might get this idea as you're investing in yourself, right? So for me, this is what I did. I started to feel like where I was in my career, I almost felt like I was outgrowing it because I was doing all this personal development. I was doing this work on myself and I started to expand. I started to like look for opportunities where I was in my job as a leader, right? So I started to, instead of complaining about going to work, I started to think of ways how I could support my team, how I could help them, you know, being more of a positive influence in my work, having a positive attitude, showing up to work, like, right? These are ways that the universe is like, wow, her energy is amazing. She's really showing up for herself, right? Versus me being like, woe is me. The world's not, things aren't working out, right? You guys feel me, right? Because Trust me, we've all been there. And sometimes I catch myself in those moments too, right? So we have to just take a moment to check in. Like, what's coming up here? Like, how am I feeling? What are the thoughts that I'm telling myself in this time, in this current moment, right? And maybe I need to rewrite the story and be a cause for what's going on, right? Versus being at effect. So maybe taking a moment to see what can I do differently? Like, what is it that I need to do differently to shift this perspective, right? I was telling the girls in my mentorship that I'm doing right now for a course, and we're talking about, you know, this is exactly what I was going through. I was really having a rough day, and I took a moment to just check in. I'm like, Jess, what's really wrong here? Why are you feeling frustrated, right? So I chose to be a cause for my circumstances. Maybe it was being more prepared for my day. You know, when things weren't, you know, aligning, I was feeling frustrated. I wasn't prepared, or maybe I wasn't planning or giving myself time for myself, right? So there's lots of things that we can kind of look at to see how can I be a cause. And this is a little bit of tough love for you ladies, because we need to be responsible and take, you know, radical responsibility for ourselves, how we show up, right? And stop blaming other people for what we don't have. And I say this with complete love and, you know, like I'm hugging you because I know what it's like and I get it. I totally get it. But it's so powerful when we take our power back, right? When we say, you know what, I choose to be empowered. I choose to take responsibility for how I show up, my energy versus other people's energy, right? We can choose to not surround ourselves with people that are not empowering us, right? We can shift our perspective just like that. You know, I know that I deserve to have friendships that are going to really support me on my journey versus being around other people that we know deep down aren't really giving us or seeing us for who we are, right? So I want to challenge you this week to check in. You know, what's coming up for you? Where are the areas in your life where you're feeling frustrated and you're maybe blaming other people for your circumstances and you're feeling frustrated, right? Where can you be at cause for the things in your life today? How can you show up for yourself in a way that would empower you and make you feel more confident in who you are, because you have everything that you need within you to succeed, to flourish, to step out of your comfort zone, right? And I promise you, I know in my own life, I've seen it happen. Things will shift for you. Things will open up. You'll start to think differently. You'll be more self-aware of your circumstances and the things in your life. And you'll start magnetizing those things that you want, right? The universe is abundant. The universe wants to give you your desires. I truly believe that God knows your heart, knows your desires, the things that you want, right? So don't give up. Don't stop believing in yourself. Trust in yourself. I'm glad this is resonating. Thank you for the hands. So it's important to, you know, honor your journey, show up for yourself, do the steps, do the work, and just trust yourself. So let me know how this is landing for you ladies. I want to know, like, what are the things that are coming up for you? How is this landing? Let me know. So I think this has probably been one of the really empowering things for me on my journey, was to be a cause for the things in my life. And you know, we start to affect other people by our energy and how we show up and the things that we do daily. In my own life, I've seen that. I've seen, like, my husband, like, in just people in my life have changed. And I know for a long time I felt frustrated because I wasn't seeing them change, or I wasn't seeing them go through the shifts that I wanted them. And I knew I saw them at a higher space. I saw them at their highest, but they just weren't seeing themselves there, right? So when you hold yourself in that energy, we start to affect other people, you know, those that we love and the people around us. And they can sense that energy, right? It's a really powerful way to raise the collective consciousness, to help others around you that need that positive energy, right? Those that are maybe struggling or going through things, you know, just you being who you are and the energy that you hold really does affect other people. And sometimes you don't even have to say anything. Just being in that vibration and that energy is really impactful. So I just wanted to share that. Come on here and share that with you ladies today. I hope this resonates. Let me know what comes up for you. And also I wanted to let you know, I have a couple of things coming up. Reiki level 1 and 2 mentorship, as well as an EFT tapping session. So if you're new to energy work and you're wanting to learn about how to reprogram the subconscious mind with those beliefs and the things that are coming up for you, this is a really powerful tool that you can use to just tapping on your meridian points. So we tap, we tap on the top of your head, corner of your eyebrow, the sides of your eyes, underneath here, underneath your nose, your chin, your collarbone, and underneath here. So we tap on all the meridian points. And what we do is we just work on clearing the energy. We tap on what emotions are coming up in that current moment. What are the beliefs that you currently have? And then we work through shifting that energy, that emotion. And sometimes what happens is when we're tapping on those emotions, we start to see what those limiting beliefs are. And we can say, hey, you know what? This is really not how I want to feel. And this is not my truth, right? So we can shift those beliefs and start to speak an empowering story that does align with the beliefs and the systems that you want to embody on your everyday life. So if you want to join me for the EFT tapping, it's going to be free on Zoom. Let me know. Just put in the comments EFT or just send me a message and I would love to give you more details. So, all right, ladies, thank you for joining me and I hope you have a great rest of your week.